We are doing the Medrash Tanhuma on Bereishis. We're up to the fifth Medrash. Bereishis Bara Elohim. Says the Medrash, Zeshamar Katub Lechot L'Rosh Tzadik Ufil Shem Yichase Hamas. Blessings to the head of the Tzadik. The mouth of the wicked covers thievery, forced thievery, Hamas. Lama Patach Bivriyato Shel Olam Bivit. Why does creation begin with a base? The Lob Aleph, not with the letter Aleph. Torah begins with Bereishis, with the base. Malo Aleph Rosh L'chol Otiyot. Aleph is the head of all the letters. El Aleph Isha Aleph L'shon Arur. Aleph is also the beginning of the word cursed, Arur. Uveis, and the base, L'shon Baruch. The base is the beginning of the word Baruch. Yeah. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Evra Et HaOlam Bilshon Baruch. God said, I want to create the world with blessing. Umak Shenivra Bilshon Baruch. And look, even though Hashem did His best, right? Hashem made the world with the terms of blessings. Bnei Adam Achisin LiYotzram. People anger their Creator. Bilshon Arur Al Achat Kama V'Chama. If God would have created it with an olive, how much more so would that affect us? So how does it affect us? We don't know. The Medrash says it has an impact. Furthermore, why is the world created starting with the letter Beis? Remember, Bereshit bara Elokim was something God said, and there was creation. God created with words, with Asara ma'amarot, 10 declarations. God said, and it was. So Bereshit bara Elokim is the first of those 10 declarations. So the first declaration began with the base. Bereshit. Okay. So why was the world created with a base? Lelamed labriyot shen shnei olamot. To teach the creatures that there are two worlds. Base stands for two. What are the two worlds? Ha'olam hazeh va'olam haba. This world and the world that's coming. Whoever's business was doing good in this world, so he'll have it good in this world and the world that's coming. And the Sadducees, they are in denial. They say, just like a cloud that passes, it's gone. So too, a guy who's put in his grave, he ain't coming back. It's all over. Nothing after the grave. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God said, Ufir Hashem Yichaseh Hamas. Their mouths, they're covering thievery. They don't have the blessings. Berachot, the blessings, they go on the tzaddik. That's why the creation begins with a base about two worlds. And those two worlds, they're waiting that blessing, and the blessing in this world is waiting for the tzaddik. Now, why is this important? There's tremendous depth to this medrash, guys, if you think about it. If all I think about is this world, then it's a dog-eat-dog world. There's nothing to live for other than now. So I gotta kill, I gotta do everything I can to get ahead of everyone else. And I got nothing to lose. The only thing I got to lose is if you kill me. So I got to kill you first. It's a dog-eat-dog world. If there's no world to come, if there's no base, no two worlds, it's all about the here and now. So then, survival of the fittest. We all become jungle animals, right? Or, what's the name of the book?
The Jungle.
No! Out on the Island, Lord of the Flies, yeah! That's it. Never read it, but I heard what it's all about. So at any rate, we become barbarians. Yeah, they asked us to read it in yeshiva, and I heard it was barbaric, and I said no thanks. There's a long answer to that, which we don't have time for.
Okay. I'd be interested to hear it.
Okay? No one's saying that a person cannot be. A person will most likely not be if he thinks he will not be taken to task. And Chazal said that not about non-Jews. Chazal said that about Jews. Look, the Medrash is talking about the Sadducees. It's talking about the Jews. It's not talking about non-Jews. It's saying the Jews that deny this. So they are Pirashem Yechaseh Hamas. Their mouth covers up for their thievery. Why do they make these claims? Because it's more comfortable to be a thief. It's easier to live life. I don't have to have a conscience. I'm not worried. Nothing's going to happen. You know, if there's no perdition, and if there's no judge, and I'm never going to be taken to task, so whatever I can get away with is just fine.
Well, but that's different from not believing in the world to come.
So I think the Medrash is equating them. And that's why the Medrash quotes the Pasuk from Job. The idea is that just like the passing cloud, that's the human being. When a dog dies, you think he's being judged. When a cloud puffs into thin air, you think something happens. When a human being dies, same thing. The vermin eat him. It's ecological. That's all. We're all creatures of nature. So survival of the fittest.
Rah! Why did the Tzedokim even, busy with Torah?
Long question, long answer. I think we have a class on it in the question and answer session. And if not, next week Thursday, bring up the question. The Tzedokim require a separate discussion. But I'm pretty sure there's at least one class on that online. Says the Medrash, Sha'al Adrianus L'Akilas. Adrianus, the Caesar, asked Akilas the Ger. Alma ha'olam omed. What is the world standing on? But guys, did you notice the Medrash seemed like it was just pretty stories, Beis, Aleph, and when you look one level beyond what the Medrash is saying, you suddenly realize the Medrash is saying so much philosophically. You guys notice? Okay. We don't always have such easy revelations. So Adriano said to Achilles, what's the world standing on? Amarlo, Aquila said to Adrianos, you know what the world's standing on?
Snowflakes.
Almost. Ala ruach, on wind. The world's standing on hot air. Yeah, the world's standing on wind.
Isn't it saying it's that the earth desires snowflakes?
Look up our class in Pirkei Drevi Eliezer. In Pirkei Drevi Eliezer, the Gemara says. Oh, but I didn't learn it with the guys in the Gemara. We learned it in Pirkei Drevi Eliezer. The beginning of Pirkei Drevi Eliezer, the third chapter or something like that. You want to prove it? Havei gamal. Bring me a camel. Havei gamal. V'natan maso alav. He brought a camel. He put his load on the camel. Amar amod. Amad. Said, camel, stand. Stood. Shev, sit. Yashav, sat. Natan lav yoter mimaso, v'natan chevel al tzavaro. He put a load that was much heavier than the camel could carry, and he put a rope around the camel's neck. Amalo sakila set Adrianos limshoch, pull! Mashach zemikan, v'zemikan, chanakut agamal. They pull, they strangle the camel. Okay. Amalo emol agamal shiamot. Akila says to Adrianus, tell the camel to stand up, your majesty. Amalo Adrianus, Adrian the Caesar says to Akilas, you strangled him, you want him to stand. Amalo, Uma, aragti uto, o shema chasar chad me'evarav. He says, what, did I kill him? Did I take out any of his limbs? Amalo tzetet ruho, he said, yeah, but you're not giving him air. He can't stand. He can't breathe. אמר לו, ומה אם הגמל לא היה סובל ולא סבל את מסו אלא הרוח שבו? The camel can't handle its load if you don't let it breathe, if it doesn't have air. מלך מלכי המלכים הקדוש ברוך הוא, אין רוחו סובל את כל העולם כולו? God, King of Kings, you think that his breath can't carry the world? שתק אדריאנוס. Adrian had nothing to say. What's going on here? God's a camel. What do we call kindness? What's the word that's adjacent to chesed? Gemilut chesedim. What's the root of gemilut chesedim? Gamar. Now you guys do the rest. Rei, rei, no. Rei shivchosh rakadosh v'hol. Look at the praise of God. You want to know who figured this out? My mother was teaching a group of girls a few years ago. And one of the girls asked her, is the root gamal and gmilut chasadim, do they go hand in hand? So when I spoke to my mother asked me to look it up. And I didn't find the source for it yet. But I think the concepts are adjacent. But it's not my own idea. It's a girl in my mother's class out in Chicago. But I've seen more and more that it seems to go hand in hand. Yeah. Which school? Ah, right. You want to know which school? You don't want to know which girl. I don't know. Re'eh shivchosh l'kadosh baruch. See the praise of Hashem. Min haaretz l'shamayim. Adam bonet traklin. Kachatzir okov, kachatzir rochbo rumo. From earth to heaven, a guy wants to build a castle, so he has to make the height half the width, meaning you need a foundation. You're going to have a ceiling, right? So you need the height to be half the width in order to support the half the width, half the length to support the height. Govan shel shamayim, kachatzir orko v'chatzir rochbo govo shel rakia. The height of shamayim is half the length. And half the width is the height of Rakia, Shneemar, as the verse says. Hallo Eloah Gova Shamayim Urei Rosh Kochavim Kiram. Hachama Azo, the sun, Shachat Nichneset LaYishuv, Ben Briah Ba'olam Sheino Reota Al Rosho. The sun rises. No creature can be in the world and not feel it on his head. Beinani Ret B'Shamayim Ela Melo Azeret. And yet in Shamayim, whatever level of heavens that is, all you see is a pinky worth. Sheshamayim Gvoim. Because Shamayim are so high up there. Uchshachama Ola, Hirechava. Vechen Kshi Shokat. When the sun rises and sets, it's wide. Aval Kshi Mimatzat Bechipat Rakia. But when it's in the middle of the Rakia, which is the lower heaven, that's the heaven that's nearer us. Atarweot Amelo Azaret. Looks like a pinky. How big does the sun look when it's there? When it's at the top, it looks tiny. When it's at either edge, on the east or on the west, it looks bigger. Because of how high they are. Don't say that the sun is greater than all of inhabitants. And here we'll have to... we're going to have to pick up and go through this again. This is... an important medrash. Right now it doesn't seem like we understand anything. But this medrash even has halachic applications. We'll have to discuss it, Bezrat Hashem, next time.